Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Gimel. Everybody who's listening now for the first time in a couple of days, hope you had a good Yantif. And we will start with Mem Beis. Mem Beis is not really a place to start, so let's go back to Amar Mar. Amar Mar, on, actually even before that, Mem Beis, Menachet Rav Sheshes. About 12 lines up from the bottom of Mem Beis, Mem Beis, Menachet Rav Sheshes. If you remember, we mentioned on Friday that the Meiri says that the Homo Sapiens is broken up into four parts. Because we're in the third part, those of you who hadn't heard. Meiri writes in the first page in Avodah Zarah, the first part of the Masechta is about relating to doing business with the Umos HaOlam, Obedes Kochavim, during the time that they have holidays, during the not time they have holidays. That was part one. That was the first 1.5 prakim. Then we get into issues of the Xeros dealing with relations with them, food issues, oil, bread, cooked items, all of those discussions. That's the second half of the second parak. Then we have part three of the Masechta, which is dealing with idols found, and Avodah Zarah, and the concept of a bittul Avodah Zarah, and actual what the Masechta is named. That's part three. And then part four, the last part of the Masechta, is again about Yayin Nesech, which we discussed a little bit during the food issues, but we'll get back to that more at length in the end of the Masechta. Okay, but now we're in the part three of the Masechta. We're talking about all the discussions of idols. So, Menachet Rav Sheshes Chumrei Masnisa V'Tani. Rav Sheshes gathered all difficult brises and learned them so be able to teach them. That's how Rashi understands that line. So, this brisa has three lines. Line one, Kala Mazalos Butara and Chuspi Mazal Chama V'Lavana. Any constellation, any mazal, any celestial simon that you find is mutter, except for the mazal of the sun and the moon. The mazel of the sun and the moon. The Rambam already says in the Mishnah, maybe it was mentioned in Yeshua yesterday, that when it says yesterday in the Mishnah, if you find Kalim and on it is a picture of the sun and the moon, it doesn't mean an actual picture of the sun and the moon. The Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos, it means whatever was used at that time to symbolize the sun and the moon. It doesn't have to be the actual sun and the moon. There was they use symbols, the Rambam explains here. The sun is something on a throne with a crown, and the moon is something else. So it doesn't have to be actual sun and moon. So any mazel that you find is mutter, meaning you assume it's not avodah zarah, except for mazel sachava v'levana. But number two, call it partsufin mutar and chosvi parsav adam. Any faces that you find are mutter, except for a human face. Number three, call it tsuros mutaros chutz meaning tsuras darkon. Any tsur that you find is mutter, except for the tsur of darkon, which is a type of dragon type of face, which also was worshipped. So we're going to talk about this brisa. Amar mar. First line, kol mazal mutar chutz bi chabazel chava v'levana. V'levana, any mazel that is mutter except for the sun and the moon. So b'mayas kinan, what, the Bach takes out that word. So what type of case are we talking about? What do you mean it's mutter? Ilema ba'osa, are we talking about making these items? You're allowed to make any mazel except for the sun and the moon? Iba'osa kol mazalos mishari, could you make anything? V'aksiv lo sa'asun iti, lo sa'asun kidmus shamashai hamasham shin lefanei ba'marom. Right, Pasuk says at the end of Yisro, don't make gods for me. But we darshin that it means you cannot make the likeness of the servants that serve me up here in heaven. So we darshin from there, you cannot make pictures of any of the celestial spheres. So if the Brisa is talking about creating them, making them, that can't be. Because what, remember, line one of the Brisa is, they're all mutter except for sun and the moon. So are we talking about finding or making? That's not clear. So if we're talking about making them, that's usher, because they're all usher to make. So it can't be just the sun and the moon or usher.
Just both the pasuk and the sarasadibras.
Sorry? But here we darshin, pesel masecha is worship, but this is, you can't make it, we'll see, even if you're not going to serve it. Just you can't make it, period. That's in the context of avodah. We'll see the anama base today. We're going to have all the different things learned from all the psukim. So lo sasa, so you can't make any dmus like that are b'sham shalavani b'marum. So el apshita b'motza. So the first line of the brisa is talking about if you find it, you could assume that they weren't worshipped except for the sun and the moon. Who gets the sun?
Science
projects that children make of the solar system. So, again, a big heter that we're going to find is that if it doesn't really look like the real thing, so then it's okay. So if you can just look at it and say, this is a science project. So I think that already is sad l'hakel. Ukiditznan, and like the Mishnah says, but Motza, Motzi Kalim, Alem Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Dorakon, if you find Kalim, to the our Mishnah says that an onit is a form of the sun and the moon and drakon. Yolichim Yam HaMelech, right? So only you could throw those to the Yam HaMelech. Okay, so that is one of the brises has to be talking about Motza. By the way, I thought it was an interesting Malbim. The Malbim in Brachos, in Shmos, I'm sorry, the Malbim usually is famous for his comments on Navi. But the Malbim on the Pasuk of Losason Iti El Hechaz Alezov, it's Parakaf Pasuk Chaf in Shmos, says, where did Chazal get, is there a hint in the Pasuk where Chazal get this from? How do Chazal know that the pasuk is talking about making items that you don't just read the pasuk? Don't make Elohei Chesed Elohei Zav. How do you know to learn something else? So there's the Malbim because there's an Esnachta right after Et. Losas and Et. Period. You know, Esnachta is the strongest type of break except for a Sof pasuk. So says the Malbim. L'das Hamafarish Elohei Chesed Mafshib Shachlamal. If you want to say the pasuk is the whole thing, so then fine. Don't make it. The Ein Kain Das Meiniach HaTa'amim. The one who made the Ta'amim, which we know the Gemara Nedarim says goes back to Ezra, right? He did not think so. Shehemid Esher Esnachta Al Milas Iti. He put an Esnachta there. Lachain Pirish Chazal Shlotas Utsura Mikol Davar Shenimsa Iti Bamaro. Don't make with me. Don't make what's with me. Don't make the sun and the moon. So the Malbim picks up on that Esnachta. Okay, so the Gemara says that the first line of the Brisa has to be talking about a case of Motza. You find this. They're all Motza except these items. Iba Motza, but if it's Motza, Ika Ema Mitziasa. The second line of the Brisa is difficult. Why? Kala Partsufos Mutarin, Chutz Bi Parts of Adam. The second line says, all faces are mutter except for the face of a person. Iba motza, if you say the Brisa is about motza, parts of Adam yasser. If you find the face of a man is at usser, vatnan, hamotzi kelim, malayim, tzuras cham, tzuras levan, tzuras darkon. If you find any of these, yalichem lima melach, tzuras darkon in parts of Adam lo. So we're mashma that only these three, but not the face of a person. So you see the face of a person wouldn't be. You don't have to assume it was worshipped. Elipshita, so it's obvious that the second line of the Brisa is talking about Ba'ose, where you create it, if you make it. Ukad Rafuna Breder of Yeshua, like Rafuna Breder of Yeshua says later on, that we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, that you can't make a face of a person. So line one of the Brisa is Motza, it's talking about you find it. Line two is Ose. What about line three? Iba Ose, Ema Seifa, but if it's Ose, the Seifa is difficult. Kol HaTzuras Butaras, Chutz Bisuras Drakon. Any Tzura, any form that you find is Mutter, except for Drakon. V'Iba Ose, Tzuras Drakon Miyasar, and if it's talking about you create it, is a dragon face Aser to make? V'Haksiv, L'Sasadi Ti Elohei Chesed Elohei Zav. Hani in Tzuras Drakon Lo. Only these would be Aser, but not Tzuras Drakon. So Elipshita Bebotza. So again, line three of the Brisa must be talking about if you find it. Ukiditznan, Hamotzi Kalim, Valeim Suras Chama. Like the Mishnah says, so we're stuck. Resha Vesefa Bemotza, Msiasa Bosa. Is that acceptable? To say the first and the third line of the Brisa are talking about a case where you find these items, while the middle line is talking about a case where you make the items itself? Is that okay? Some are buying, Abai says, no problem, yes. Resha Vesefa Bemotza, Msiasa Bosa. Abai is not bothered. Even though it's stama in the brisa, but he's not bothered to learn the brisa that way. Rava Amar Rava for obvious reasons would rather not. Rava Amar Kula Bimotza. Everything, all the cases are motza. The problem is the middle case. The middle case that said all faces are mutter except for a face of a person. That's aser. What do you mean? If you find the face of a person, it's mutter. We're talking about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, who says in the Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif aftamus minika vasar afis. Rabbi Yehuda is Mosif on the items that you find which are asur, a form of a nursing mother, and sar afis, a person who is sustaining others with food. So we'll see where we darshan that from. So he had certain people. So that's what it means, parts of Adam in the Brisa. When it says, all things are mutter, except if you find these partsufim, so it means these partsufim, specifically, because these are the ones that used to be worshipped. Minika al shem Chava. Minika, why do they worship a nursing woman? Because they pretend that she is Chava. Sheminika kol olam kulo. Chava, who nursed the whole world, meaning she's the mother of, she's Eim Kol Chai. Forgot to bring it, I should have brought it to the Meshech Chachma, who points out in Brachos that before the whole story where Chava is thrown out of Gan Eden, before she's called Isha. She's called Isha, 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 and only after that she's called Chava. So the Beis Chava talks about the difference in purpose between when she was Isha and when she was Chava. Chava was Im Kol Chai, she became the mother of creation. So here, so that's Chava, they make a picture of her and they worship her. So that's why I call it, it's like Chava. And Sarafis, Al Shem Yosef. Sarafis is a name for Yosef. Shesar Umefis as Kol HaOlam Kulo. That he sustained the entire world. And that's why, if you find these, you have to assume that they were worshipped. For who did not get Garyu of a Kachayim? This is only, the Yosef picture is only if he's holding a measuring cup, a Garyu of a Kachayim, and he is measuring. That's how you know he's measuring out food for the entire world. Vihi denakta ben vakaminika. And the nursing one is only if she has a baby with her, and she is nursing. I think I've quoted in the past from by Isaac Bernstein that there are only two people, two biblical figures that we call tzaddik. Two biblical figures. Yosef HaTzaddik in Chazal and Noach in the Torah. Ish tzaddik tamim hayav darosav. So ma kesher between Noach and Yosef. Dafka those two, because they were the two that sustained the entire world. They were mafarnis the entire world. Noach, the entire world was on the teva. And other than that, Yosef was mafarnis the entire world. And the hint to that is in Ashrei. Poseach as yodecha umasbiya l'chal chai ratzon. You give everybody tzaddik. But the next pasuk, that's the hint to the being mafarnis the whole world and being called a tzaddik. Good. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara Vayter. Ezeu tzuras darakon. What is the form of a darakon? Like I said, a dragon. Pirish Rashba, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, kol sheyesh lo tzitzin ben pirkav. If it gives any form that has tzitzin, fins, ben pirkav, between it on its back. So that is darakon. Machvir Rabasi, ben pirkate savar. Rabasi showed, he pointed to his neck. It's on the back of the neck. Amar v'chamber b'chanina halacha k'shem ben Elazar. The halacha k'shem ben Elazar. The mitzvah Eisan says we don't know anybody who argues on k'shem ben Elazar, but Chazal might have had somebody out there that did. So that's why Gemara says the halacha is like him. Amar Rabba bar bar chana abr b'shem ben Levi. Pamachas hiti mahalik achar b'Elazar akapar b'Rebbe baderech. One time I was following Elazar akapar on the way. He was taking a walk. Umatzah sham tabas, and he saw a ring on the floor. Aleha tzuras darkon. And on it was its Tzuras Darkon. And we said before, right, if you find it, then it's going to be Usur. So what happened? Rashi points out that he did not lift it. He did not pick it up. Because then, right, that's all Rashi says. Right, Rashi says, where's the Rashi? He didn't pick it up. The Ran expands on Rashi. And the Ran here, a couple of important Rans today. The Ran expands on Rashi. And the Ran says here on Yud Ches Mabez, if you would have picked it up, it would have been of an Avodah Zarah of a Jew. As we mentioned, we're going to have it coming up also soon. Avodah Zarah of a Goy could be Mavutal. Avodah Zarah of a Jew cannot be Mavutal. That's what it says later on. And then the Ran asks a Bam Kasha, which he answers. But he says, one second, it's an Avodah Zarah of a Goy. Avodah Zarah of a Goy at this moment, present tense, is Asur Bahana'a. Could you be Zokha, something that's Asur Bahana'a? So says the Ran, V'yafal gav sh'asura b'hanah v'ein b'din mamon, right in Yonah D'Yoma. If we have an esrog of Isuri Hanah, you can't shake it. The Gemara says in Sukkah, right, an esrog of Isuri Hanah, right, it's not going to work. You can't be b'zochet. What's the chash here? At this moment, it's still shel goy. It's asur b'hanah, so how can you be zochet? Afilo hachi kivan sh'yecholo lehispatel al yedei ovid kachavim matzi zachiba. An amazing chiddush. I don't have time to go into it totally now, but the Ran says, since the guy can be mevatalit, therefore, because it's, even though it's Asur Ba'anah presently, because there's potential for it to not be Asur Ba'anah anymore, you can be zochet. Ashar Niskal, you can never be zochet. It's doomed. If you have any other type of Arla, Arla is Asur Ba'anah, can never become un-Asur Hanod. Right, that's it. But says the Ran Achidish, anything that could become non-Isurei Hanod, you can be zochet to it. Umikan.
Right.
So then he quotes exactly. He quotes that what Jay just said. What about the two things the Gemara says in Psachim? Two things that are not asari ba'anah, but the Torah is b'chadesh that they should be enough yours for certain halachas. Chametz b'Pesach and bar b'rishus harabim. Right, so those two are enough yours, the din of Rabbi Shmuel, that you will be responsible for it, you can be chay for it, but that's what he says. That's what he's going to be kan. That's why he gets into chayis, the Pesach of a goy that a Jew has in his house, different halachas, but that's the important Ran. But either way, right here, so the Rashi and the Ran expands on it, they didn't pick it up. So Bazar Kapar sees a ring on the floor, which has a Shuras Drakon on it. Umas Ovik Achavim Katan. And he finds a child, a non-Jewish child, and he didn't say a word to him. And then he finds a guy, and he says, "Be mavatal this, please, nullify it." Follow batla, he didn't want it. So Satro, he gave him a patch. He says, "Come on, be mavatal it. It's useless to you." Ubatla, okay, and he was mavatal it. Shvamin atlas. So you see, from here, three things. All right. So first of all, I was thinking about this. I think last, what? You give him a patch? What's? Well, you could go over to people, be mavatal, but you know where I'm mavatal it? So I could smack you on the cheek. So I thought maybe, I didn't see anybody make the Ha'ara, but like, how could he do this? But maybe he's connected to the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. I mentioned many times, in Beis Chaf. The Rambam says there, remember the Jew who doesn't want to give a get to his wife? So what does the Rambam say you're allowed to do? Beis on Chazal, you can jump on his head, you can punt, you can beat him up, until he says, I want to, Rotsani. Why? Because deep down, that's what he has to do. Kofarasoshiyabu Rotsani, because it's his Yitzhahara that is forcing him. So think about this here. Right, the guy's not allowed to do a Avodah Zarah. It's also one of Shem. It's one of Shem and Mrs. Benoach. See, that's why you're allowed to give him a little patch to kind of encourage him to do it. Because look, anyway, he's doing something that's usur. It's not just stam. You're trying to get him to sell you something. Deep down, he's wrong. So maybe that's why you're allowed to do it. Anyway, it's a suggestion. So what do you see from the story? Shema mina tlas. You see three things from the story. Shema mina number one. Ovei kochavim mevadal avod kochavim shalov shal chaveiro. And avodas kochavim can be mevatel any Ovedes Kochavim, even if it doesn't belong to him, right? How did he know this guy that he met owned this Avodah Zarah? It's not. Any Ovedes Kochavim can be mevatel anybody's. Number one. Vishvami, number two. Yodeya Bativ Shal Avodes Kochavim Umisham Sheha Mevatel. Only if you know about, if you have the knowledge, if you have das about Avodah Zarah and its Meshamshah to keep him mevatel. Vishayini Yodeya Bativ Avodes Kochavim Meshamshahini Mevatel. And if you don't, so then you can't. I mean, that's why a katan is excluded. You have to be Yodeya. You have to be able to have das. Number one. Number two. And number three, Shvamina, Ovid Kochavim Mevatel Balkarcho. If you force it to do it, it also works. Those are the three things you learn from the story. Interesting, Lumdish Mordechai. The Mordechai, right in the story, says, in his mind, he quotes another Raya, he thinks that if the Ovid Kochavim does it willingly, Bertsoncha, so then all he has to do is Bedibur. Bedibur, he could say, I'm Mevatel it. Or Bemachshava even. But if he's doing it bal karcha, he has to do a ma'isa shvira. He has to smash it. So what do you get? You don't get anything from our Gemara, but that's his suggestion. And you have to think about the svara, why that is. Why, if the guy is forced to do it, he has to actually do something physical. While if he is just does it by himself, then he could just do it b'machshava. But that's the Mordechai right here in tough. It's the first one in the Mordechai. First one in on this piece over here. I'll tell you the simen. So everybody likes when I quote Taf Lamed Ches right here in the Mordechai. Those are the three things you learn from the Gemara. Ask the Archaim HaKadosh. Where's the Archaim HaKadosh? The Archaim HaKadosh in Brachos. When Yaakov Avinu tells his family, Hasiru es Elohei HaNechar, get rid of all the gods that you took along, right, from Lavan. Ask the Archaim HaKadosh, why didn't they just get them to be Mevatala before they left? They have all these Elohei HaNechar. Right, they came right before they're going into Eretz Yisrael. Etharachayim, v'liyol shalohaya imay meha'umos. Why didn't they get some people from nations around them who all live on Azara to be mevatalit? They have to get rid of. They probably have a lot of different utensils here and probably a lot of different things that they could have used. But instead, he says, get rid of them. Why didn't they do it before? Why didn't they get the Nishay Shechem to do it? Right, they took all the stuff from Shechem after they killed out the men. Why didn't they get the women to be mevatel it? As it says, in Avodah Zarah, Goy mevatel Avodah Zarah bal karcho. I feel Avodah Zarah shal chaveiro. Four answers the Archaim HaKadosh says. Number one, V'yesh lo'amar, this is a chiddush. Nashim dinam kiktanim. V'ein kiktanim vatlam al zeh, because maybe the women were not yodeya betiv Avodah Zarah. Right, the Gemara doesn't say ein b'hem das. Legally, just ain't no yodeya b'tiv avodah zara. So maybe the women weren't in the temples all day, so they weren't. They didn't know the avodah zara. Number two, efshar shlohei medakta gim shleigil yada mashivado osan. They weren't focused. They picked it up until they, and then it was already there. It was too late. They already did agba on it, like Rashi says. Osho avodah zara b'distarim, or maybe it was hidden. They didn't realize it. Different answers that he gives, but he deals with our Gemara. Vayisin vayishlach lamed hay base.
In this case, case, he didn't pick it up until after the sale.
Correct. He didn't pick it up, so the guy was mevatalot. Continuing, Magadi by Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was very upset. For less than Rabbi Lezer, a kapar by Rabbi. Rabbi Lezer does not hold of the following. Hadisad the mishnah that we have in Elam Metzias. Hamatzel min ha'ari u'minadov min anomer. If you save an item, a person's item, from a lion, from a bear, from a leopard, from an army, u'minanar, from a river, u'mizuto shel yamin, from the tide that's coming in. Basically, in all these cases, the item is what's called avud. Mimenu umiko adam. It's not just I lost something, but the entire world lost something. If a bear is going, I got it, there's automatic yeish. Automatic yeish by everybody in the world. Or if I find it in the middle of a street, in all these cases, if you pick it up, you can keep it. If I find a pencil in the middle of a busy street, I'm allowed to keep it. Even if it has simanim on it. Even if the Bailam come along and scream. Let's say I find a watch that washes up on the shore. And somebody gets off a big boat and says, oh, I dropped it off the boat. You know what I'm allowed to say? I'm sorry. I can give it back to him, but that's the Lefunim Rishuris I did. But the Gemara says, even if it has simanim, because we assume if it falls into the middle of the ocean, people have automatic yayush. Period. So here he found it on the derech, it says. So he found it in the street. So what did he even have to wait for the bittul to take place? Don't you think that the owner of this obviously had yeush automatically, and that's bittul? Isn't that bittul?
So only on the value.
So Amar Abaya. Abaya answers no. Nehi demino miyayish. Fine, from getting it back, itself, he was miyayish. Mi isura mi miyayish. But what, from the fact that it is an avodah zara, was he miyayish from that? Maybe he says to himself, maybe if another idol worshiper finds my getchka, right, so then he'll worship it. And if a Jew finds it, I did the mayor yikarin, he could probably get a good deal for it. He'll sell it to a guy. Right, so therefore, he gives up against getting it back. That's true, but he does not give up about its state of avodah zara, of being an avodah zara, so therefore, it does not help. Does not help, period. There's a lot about Yeyush, but we will leave that for now. If you remember the Minchas Asher from Mesechet Baba Kama that we discussed, the definition of Yeyush, answering many questions, but we'll leave that for now. Tzan Hasa says the Mishnah in Mesechet Rosh Hashanah. Tumus Tzuros Levanos Ha'ilor Rabbi Gamliel Baliyaso. Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of forms of the moon in his attic, Batavla. Bekosel, on the wall. Shebohen, Marines, Ayotos, when people used to come and say, I saw the moon, he used to say what it looked like. Did it look like this? Did it look like that? So you were to test them. Ve'omer lahen, kazer isim, or kazer isim. Did you see it like this? Did you see it like that? Ask the Gemara, Omi, Shari. Is it mutter for him to have those? Foxy, doesn't the Pazak say, which we just said, lo sasin iti, lo sasin kitibush abashab shab shilafadai. As the Malbim says, the asnachta, iti, right? So you darshan the first half of the Pazak. You can't make things that look like me. So the sun and the moon that don't now look like me, that serve me up in heaven. The Sfas Emes in Rosh Hashanah there just quotes that you see from here that you don't have to have a full moon, right, for it to be the Tzura of Levana. Because obviously you didn't have the full moon. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah time, Rosh Chodesh time. So it's got to be even slivers of the moon. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Lo Asra Torah, Ella, Shamashin, Shefshal Asos Kamosan. So let's wait till the Maskana, because it's going to be five or six different steps, but we'll get there, Ezrat Hashem. So the Gemara Abaya says, first step, that no, the Torah only asers constellations and things that you can make like the real thing. You can't really make a sun and a moon. Kidetanya, what can you make? Well, Yasa of the Bayis Tavna Seichel. You can't make a house with the same exact dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichel. Achsadra Tavnis Ulam. Achsadra, a big area, the Tavnis, in the same form as the Ulam. Chatzar Tavnis Azara. Shulcha Tavnis Shulchan. Menorah Tavnis Menorah. It's an especial Usadaraisa that you cannot make items in the exact same form and dimensions that they were in the Beis HaMikdash. The last one is important, the menorah. So in some shuls, they have menorahs up on the wall. Big menorahs. So what does the Gemara say here? That you can't make a menorah in the exact same form as it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, what could you make? Aval huosa, shal heve, shal vav, shal ches. You can make it if it has five, six, or eight branches. Right? Because the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had seven. So if you can make it five, six, or eight, that's why we can have menorahs on Hanukkah. Chanukiyahs, because they're eight. Not only because that was the nace. Maybe that is the 501st answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. of why Chadak is 8 days and not 7 days. Because you can't make a menorah with seven branches. That's an Isidaraisa. I'm sure that's one of the 500. So that's not a separate one. V'shel Zayin lo yaseh. And of a menorah of seven, you can't make even of other metals. You can't even make it of wood. Why? I thought wood. Could you be yosef the mitzvah? You can't be yosef the mitzvah with wood. So Rabbi Yosef says you can't. And the time of the chashmonai, they did make it with wood. Amrlo, they said back to me, Sham raya. That's not a raya. Shpud shal barzel hayu. No, it was really metal underneath. So they covered it with baatz, is Rasha's deal type of lead. Hashira, when they got richer, asam shal kesef, chazer veshira, asam shal zav. But you see from there that the only things that are usur are items that you can make. You can't make menorah and shulchan, all the items, you can't copy them because you can make the real thing. That is the first stage of Isser. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch here, the Shulchan Aruch, actually first let's do the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch, fascinating discussion. If you look, he has this by the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, Reish Nun Dalin, right, 254. Mitzvah of Yiram and Amikdash, he discusses, because the Chinuch in that context quotes the Isser of making these items. Asa Adam Libros based Tavnes Heichal. Ask the Menchas Chinuch. Which dimensions, let's say you can't make the chatzer, which dimensions? Mishkan, Bayis Rishon, or Bayis Sheni? Three different dimensions, or Bayis Shlishi? Which one, if you make it today, which one is it? You see, it changes from each one. Harbe Dvarm Stumim, Ukshiyavu Mashiach, Hashem Yisparach Ye'irei Neinu, Adnidra B'doch HaPsukim, the third base of anything is going to have the different dimensions. So he says to say that they're all Aser, all three, they says that's Dachuk. So he says, Lulei Demistafina, if I wouldn't be scared from all of my rabbeim, I would say that this Isser does not apply today. Why? It's only Usser at the time that you have the items. Hayisi Omer, Didin Zeh, Eino Balav Zeh, Rak Bizman, Shebeis HaMikdash, Kayam, Usser La'asuk Tizabniso. Bizman HaMishkan, you can't make like the Mishkan. Bizman HaMikdash Rishon, you can't make Mishkan Rishon. V'chulu, Avala Idna, Kivishma Vodasidu, Arabim Eim, Mishamshin, Lefanav, Efshar, De'ein, Bechlau, Lav Zeh. And that's what it says, big chiddush. And what's his raya? His raya is, we learned in back in Maseches Shavuos that you're allowed to add on to the Azara. Or you're allowed to add on to the Azara with a special ceremony, with the Shtei Alechem. If you could add on to the Azara, so what's the Isser? What, the Isser is a flexible Isser? So you got to say, it's only Asr, what's Asr at that time. That's what he says. He says, I'm very scared because we're talking about Isurim Daraisa here, to be made like Isurim Daraisa when nobody else did. I'm very scared, but he says, that's what I think. Vitzarim Ian Ma'od. L'chora, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like him. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch before the Menchas Chinuch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Emalef. Remember, we're still in Chelek Beis of Yaradeya. The rest of the whole Masechta. Hold the rest of this. Lo Yase, Kuf Emalef Ches. Lo Yase, Bayis, Tavres Heichal, Kashir, Gavo, Va'arko, Varachbo, Achsadra, Tavres Ulam, Shulcha, Tavres Shulcha, Menorah, Tavres Menorah. He quotes all of this. That is Aser. And he talks about even if it's not gold, but that is what big discussion here, what if you make it without the gevim and the kaftorim? If you make it not in the exact form. So the Rebbe Kiv Eger says, that's not ma'akev in the menorah, so it's going to be usser. Anything that's not ma'akev is going to be usser to make anyway. But this is, I know of one shul, I remember one time I was in, and I walked in with another rav, and on the wall up front is a big menorah with seven branches, and it's metal. So the rav walks in, he's like, I don't know who gave him this heter. But there it was up on the wall. But that's this halach. So halach and shulchan aruch, halach and shulchan aruch. Okay. Sorry. Oh, so the menorah in the old city. So maybe that's because it was made l'shem to be used there, right? Maybe that's why you can't. Well, maybe held by the menchas chinuch. But yes, so mastama. I mean, they say that it's going to be used for that. They make it for that. They're not just making it stam. Okay, weiter. Okay, so a lot more to do. Okay, let's see what we have time for. Right, second to last line. Shamashim sheyefshal asos kamosa mishari. What do you mean? Items that you servants of God that you can't make the real thing is mutter, meaning the son is mutter. Vatanya losasani ti losasav kedibush shamashim shashul afanei b'marum. That's the drasha. You can't make things that serve me the likeness of things that serve me up in heaven. Amar Abaya lo asra Torah ela b'demus dalad panim b'hadi adadi. No, what does that refer to? It refers to the kisei hakavod. That's what it refers. You can't make a throne with the likeness of the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod. Rashi quotes, the ox, the person, the lion, and the eagle. Right? You can't make those Bahade Hadadi. That is what is Usser. Ask the Rishonim here, we're going to see in a minute that making a person himself is Usser, just the parts of an Adam. So what is this being Mosif? One of the partsufin on the Kisi HaKavod is a person, is a face of a person. So what is this separatist or drasha adding? If you can already, you can't make one of them. What do you have to say that all four are Aser? So all the Rishonim here get into the act. Tosa says in the Banav Aman Aleph, what if you find a Demus Adam? So you're not allowed to be Mosif the other three. That's a separatist, sir. Tosas in Rosh Hashanah says, maybe it means if the only Isser of an Adam is if you make only an Adam. But an Adam with other things altogether, that's okay. But with these three things, it's not okay. So different answers given for how it is that this would be, you would need the separate drasha. Says the Gemara, so what's Asr now? Only items that you can make yourself and only the Kisi HaKavod? Elameata, parts of Adam, Lechute, Tishteri. What, just the parts of Adam is Motor? Elamatanya, we learn. Cholapat Suvas, Mutar, Chutzmi, parts of Adam. The brice that we started off with today. It's also Asr. So I'm Rabbi Huda, Breder of Yeshua, Mipirkit of Yeshua Shamili. I heard in a shir from Rabbi Yeshua, Losasin E.T., Losasin Osi, Avoshasha Mashashari. Another drasha to include a person. You can't make me. Who's me? Losasin Osi, that means man. That means man. What does that mean? That means man. So the Ritva says, as we know, B'tzelem Elokim Baroso, even though Chas V'Shalom says the Ritva, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have any physical attributes, but whatever it means that we are B'tzelem Elokim, along the lines of that Mashal, Losasin Iti, Losasin Osi. That's what he says. Kedera Shamar Kasuv, Bimishalav El Adam, Afa Pichu Mashal, Chasha Kasuv, Lasiaso, Bibli Kfavod, Shel Ma'ala. Right, that's going with that Mashal. Continuing. So you can't make a person. Major Machlok, can't make a face of a person. Major Machlok has been shown him. Does that just mean the face, or does that mean the entire body? Big Kula of the Rush, right here. The Rush says, without a body is Mutter. Only an entire statue of a person would be Aser. That is the tshuva of the Rush. Other Rishonim don't mention that. And they are Machmir. Tosfos on the bottom says, not an entire face is Mutter. Chatzi Partsuf. That's what Tosfos says on the bottom of an Aleph. Right? A Chatzi Partsuf is Mutter. Others say that, no, they argue with the Rush. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Hachal HaMaisach, can you make a bust of a person? Hachal HaMaisach, can you make a bust of a person? Coins. We'll get the coins. But says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Aleph Zayin, Yesh Vishomer. Some say, he quotes the Rush, Shelo Aser Besuras Adam V'Darko Nela B'Davko Besuras Shleima B'Chol Eva Reha Avotzuras Rosh O Guf B'Lo Rosh Ein Bashum Iser Lo B'Motzo V'Lo B'Ose V'Chein Noagin, says the Rama. The Rama, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Kula. Quotes the Kula that if you don't have a whole body, there are Kulas for without the entire body. Notice the Kalim here say, maybe it's not so simple, maybe the Chachil, you should be Machmir, but the Shach says that you should be Machmir, Olam Aser, Machmir, but it's called that Tabo of Bracha. Again, that is one Machlokes Rishonim. We're going to get to another Machlokes Rishonim in a minute as well. But one, when you get the paintings, yeah, we'll get the paintings. But this is, let's say, statues, what's called Bolate. It's called 3D. Weiter. Did I have that run yet? No, not the run yet. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Vishar Shamashin Mishari. So other Shamashin. What do we say that's Aser so far? We said things that you can make the likeness of the real thing. And we said the Kisi HaKavod and the a face of a person. Vishar Shamashin Mishari Vatani Losasin Iti Losasin Kedibush HaBashai Hamshav Shalapanim Amarim Kegon Ofanim Ustrafim V'chayas HaKodesh Malachi Yesharis. You can't make any of the Malachim. Only, you're right, angels, but that's in the upper heavens. Shemadar Tachlan Mishari, the lower heavens is Mutter, Vatanya, the constellations. Asher Bashamayim, Larabos, Chamo, Levana, Kochavim, Mazalos. Mi Ma'al, Larabos, Malach, Eshares. So you see all the constellations are Aser. So Kitanya, Hila, Ovdam. No, that only means you can't serve them. Hila, Ovdam. What do you mean serving them? Filosh, Shulshak, Adanam, even a bug. You can't serve anything. What do you mean? You can only serve these? So inachinami, you're right. It means anything is included. Umi seifet the koranafka, and you'll learn that out from the end of the pasuk. The Tanya, asher basha aretz l'rabos yamim naros harim ugvaos mitachas l'rabos shil shokatan. Right. So you're right. You can't serve any of them. The asiya gredasa mishari, but you can make them. Vatanya losasun iti losasun kidemusha mashayim shavsh levarim b'marom kigon chamal avadik l'chav mazalos. Finally, a brisa says beferish. You cannot make the likenesses of the sun and the moon and the stars and all of these. So how could Rabbi Gamliel have it in his study? So shiny, Rabbi Gamliel, d'acher masulo. Rabbi Gamliel didn't make it, others made it for him. Tosfos says, Amir la'akim is also Aser. It's not just a Shabbos halacha, right? If I is a big shaila, getting animal comes up by getting animals neutered. It's serious as an issa daraisa. I could ask a non-Jew to do it. Maybe they're not mesuv in it, but again, that's Abir Lachem Adasa. Tosa says al sarach mitzvah. It was sarach mitzvah. You got to figure out the moon when where Shchodesh is. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was about to have it. The hadar of Yehuda dacher masulo. I what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda had others make it for him. Family Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Shinana, Sami and Edadain, knock out the eyes of that of the item. So Gemara says, Hasam b'chosamo bolet. That's where the chosam, where the image was bolate. It was 3D. Umishim chshad, and it was a chshad. People would think of Yehuda worshipped it. Titania, because the Brisa says, Tabash chosma bolate asur. If you have a ring where the signet on the ring is 3D, meaning how do you sign? They used to put wax on a document and stick your ring in, so it would make a picture. So if your chosam is bolet asur lenicha, you cannot wear it. Umutar lachtum ba, but you could sign with it, because once you sign with it, it's recessed. The image is recessed. But chosma shokeya, if you have a recessed ring, mutter lahanicha, you can wear it because there's no, it's not, the thing itself is not bolet fasa lachtumba. But you can't sign with it because it leaves a 3D item. Let's just finish the next two lines. Umi chashin lachshada. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda had the problem. But are we worried about chshad? For a kedish to the shafi yasa ben arda, there was a shul in arda. Duuk bibei andartum andarta. There was an eye. There was a big statue there. Vavi aylu bavu the shvav alevi. And these two great rabbis went in. Umaslu bekava and davened in there. Velo chayshu lachshada. They weren't worried about chshad. These two great rabbis went into the shul with a big statue. Answer: Rabim shiny. People aren't going to be worried if a whole group of people goes in there. If one person has something, then they're worried he's going to do avodah zarah. But if it's a whole big public place, they're not going to be worried. Rabbi Gamliel the Yachid Havi. Rabbi Gamliel was a Yachid. So why were we choshed? Why would we not be choshed him? So Kivan the Nasi who Shchichi Rabbim Gabei. He's a Nasi, so many people were always there. The Bais Hamid the Prakim Havi, or his pictures were always in parts. He didn't put them together until he had to show the witnesses. The Bais Hamid the Islamid Shiny, or to learn about things is also mutter. Detani lo sama lasos avalatala made lahavina lahoros. You can't use them. You can't have them to use them and serve them, but you can have them to learn about them. Just the final point, and that is, why didn't the Gemara answer, and this is a very halacha l'maisa, why didn't the Gemara answer for Rabbi Gamliel that it was not bolet? It was not bolet. He just had pictures. Answers Tosis. Tosis wants to make a point here, because he quotes, V'omer Reeve Rabbeinu Tam V'Riva. Well, it's all the three Bali Tosfos. When it comes to the sun and the moon and the constellations, there's no chilek between bolate and shokea. The only time there's a difference between recessed and 3D is by the face of a person. That's Shitas Tosfos. Why? The Ron says, because people we see in 3D. So if we see people in 3D, so the thing that's us to the creator is in 3D. How do we see the sun and the moon and the stars?
Like a picture.
Right. I mean, he didn't have men walking on the moon. But we see them like a picture. So that's why it's usher to even make them like a picture. Halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa. Could I draw a picture of the sun? Could I draw a picture of the sun? Right. What does Tosfos say? Bali Tosfos here say that even there's no difference. So l'maisa, if it really looks like the sun and the moon, it's usher. It's usher to draw it. Right? Stick figures. That's not a moon. That's not a sun. That's not a moon. But if it really looks like somebody's a real artist, It's also Osasaniti is included in this Gemara. Because based on this Tosfos right here, as the Shulchan Aruch says, also let's sire tsuros mother shchina v'chein tsuros adam levado b'med v'ramamurim biboletes ava pishokas. If it's shokas kosam shargim abegev v'shemitsayrim b'kosel mutilas osam. When it comes to people, you can draw pictures of people if they're not bolet. V'tsuros chama v'levana v'kochavim aser bein boletes bein shokas. As the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Taz here quotes others that are machmir even by people, because there are some Rishonim. The Ramban here argues and says even by people, if it's recessed, it's going to be usher. So that was the whole big discussion 100 years ago when the Rabbanim at that time didn't want to get photographed. Why? Because they thought it was part of this isser photograph, right? According to the Taz there quotes the Rishonim that say even non bolate, even shokas by people, maybe yesh lahakmir by some Rishonim. Again, that is the discussion. Remember, you always have the cool of the rush also, that if it's not a whole person, that also is Yesh L'Hakel. What about dolls? Right? So that's why my grandmother, my mother told me last night, I asked her again, my grandmother always used to chop off the nose. Chop off the nose of the dolls. Right? Or chop off the fingers. Sometimes the fingers might have that, because again, they said, again, poskim say, based on the Gemara that we didn't do yet. The next Gemara, we'll start off with tomorrow, there's a kula for dolls. But again, some have the kveda not to do that. Okay, we'll stop.